A Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
Welcome to The Bigger Picture. We're zooming in on gold today. And you know, with all the uncertainty in markets these days, what is the outlook on gold? Well, to help give us the bigger picture, on the line is Ned Naylor Leyland, fund manager at Merian Global Investors. Good morning, Ned.
Good morning.
Ned, you run the Merian Gold and Silver Fund. Could you walk us through what the story was for gold last year? And if we were to look at your fund's performance, you actually lost 20%, whereas the benchmark rose 1%. Could you tell us more?
Sure. So last year was a difficult year for gold, mainly for the same reason why it looks a lot better this year, which is gold is basically the inverse of forward-looking real interest rates. And all of last year, the market was being telegraphed continuing rate hikes. So if you think about dollars held forwards, if the Fed is promising hikes, then gold won't work. And similarly, obviously, we saw that U-turn in December continuing through into this year, and it's woken the sector up. I mean, our fund invests in gold and silver and mining equities versus a physical benchmark. So you're going to get a geared return relative to the underlying in both good and bad markets.
In terms of your outlook for gold this year, how high can it go?
Well, look, I think we're in a bull market again due to the fact the Fed has done this really quite meaningful U-turn. So I think if you look at the past, maybe the last 20 years, I think the average return in dollars in a bull market for gold is something in the order of 10 or 15% per year. You can expect silver to do around double that. So look, I would use that as a sort of starting point to make an assumption, assuming bull market conditions. But obviously, it's also true that everyone's a trend chaser now. So I think if the sector lights up and people start to want to allocate, it could potentially do more than that.
Gold is seen as a bit of a safe haven. Ned, are there any other factors that could potentially drive prices up, apart from what you've just mentioned?
Well, look, I would like to say yes, but not really, because gold operates in the cash market. It's a very, okay, very, very big cash market. So it trades on real interest rates rather than physical demand. So not really.
This morning, I'm speaking with Ned Naylor Leyland, fund manager at Merian Global Investors. How does the current price rally compare with historical geopolitical events? Of course, we're talking periods of market volatility and whatnot. Are you seeing any similarities or anything on the rise that we should take note of?
Not especially. I mean, I think that there are things that are happening at central bank level. The fact that there's a clear walk away from the dollar going on globally, which is a very meaningful change, and gold is a form of apolitical central bank money. I think that's definitely an important overlay. But the real key to price action, which I'm sure is what your listeners are most interested in, is forward-looking Fed policy respect of rates and inflation. And this really is a very big, meaningful change. And it's been 7 years that the Fed's been promising normalization and these rate hikes and unwinding central bank balance sheets. So that U-turn, I don't think it's really fed through into markets just yet.
Okay.
But generally, these things change on a secular basis. They don't change just for 6 months.
Okay. Do you have any advice for investors? I mean, if I'm one of them, should I up my allocation for gold in portfolio? Any advice to percentage in that respect?
Well, look, historically, people look at numbers like 2 and 5% of a portfolio. But I would just sort of make the point that physical gold is cash. It's a currency. So it's not really an active investment. It's more a way of protecting wealth and holding cash in best form. So I think you want to just consider whether you want to do that alone or whether you want to take more of a directional view on the asset class overall, which you can do in various different ways. But just realize that physical alone is cash. That's why central banks have, you know, 20, 30, 40, up to 70% of their reserves in it, not 2 to 5.
All right. So view gold as, with the mindset that it's about protecting your assets, right?
That's right.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time this morning. It's been a pleasure speaking to you. Ned Naylor Leyland, fund manager at Merian Global Investors. Thank you, Ned. Have a great day ahead.
It's my pleasure.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.